An Essex choir made up of blind veterans recently made its debut performance at the Lawn in Rockford. Vision and Song, whose members have an average age of 85, perform an assortment of numbers from wartime classics to patriotic anthems and jazz hits. They meet weekly for rehearsals, where they are supported by choir mistress Jane Gould, accordion player Margaret Hunter, and volunteer Reg Morris. Now, the choir was set up by Jenny Hammond, who's community team leader with blind veterans. And I'm joined now by Jenny and also by Lionel Chivers, a member of the choir. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I believe that the idea of the choir was inspired by one of your blind veterans, Danny Williams, is that right?
Yes. Danny was somebody I visited in the course of my work. He used to love singing in a choir locally to where he lived. But sadly, once he lost his vision, he was not able to read the music or the words. And the choir wasn't a specific choir for visually impaired. So he lost a great love of his life by not being able to attend that choir. That was about 3 years ago. And I had been trying to find somewhere for Danny to go. And when our organisation changed the way that we work, it was a great opportunity to help Lionel achieve his goal, but also to find other members who had a love of singing as well. So, yes, it was Danny's desire to sing that set this in motion.
Lionel, what drew you to the choir?
Well, that was at one of our luncheons, and
Jenny
asked me if I would be interested in joining the choir that she was arranging, I used to sing. I had a good voice when I was at school, and I was in school choir, and I thought, yes, well, this will be a very good thing. It was relatively new when I came here, and I had little to do, and now I wanted to try anything that was going, and this choir seemed to be ideal for a start anyway.
Have you made some new friends, Lionel?
I have indeed, yes, some very good friends. And it fills one day in the week. Every week we have choir practice on Thursday of each week, and we all meet together and we thoroughly enjoy the practice.
Jenny, are Lionel and the other choristers, are they behaving themselves?
Well, once we get them to settle down, because what's come out of the choir is that one of the wives of the members now comes and makes the tea and coffee. She also makes various cakes and bread pudding. And so the first sort of quarter of an hour or so is taken up with cake and coffee and chat, which is all part of the good things about the choir, which has come out of that, which is just not just the singing, but the comradeship, the banter that goes on. I mean, obviously, these are all blind veterans. They're ex-servicemen who've lost their vision in later life. This has had a major impact on their carers and partners and wives, spouses. But the choir has brought the carers together as well. So some attend the choir, but it's given them something to focus on at home and actually ease the stress on the carers as well. So it's had a knock-on effect, not just the singing, which is very enjoyable. It gives them a purpose. They've got some rehearsing to do at home, homework, and a reason for going out once a week, and the performing to work towards as well. But it's had a beneficial effect, much wider than just the group, the choir.
And Lionel, you seem to have a good, rich, deep voice. Are you bass in the choir?
I am now, yes. I used to be soprano at one time. And then when I was in this choir, I was always singing the descant. But nowadays, of course, I'm on the bottom line.
So had you been feeling a bit isolated then before you got involved with the choir?
Oh yes, indeed. I came down to Colchester 15 months ago, and for the first 3 or 4 months, I felt completely isolated. Although my son, my only son, lives only half a mile away from me, he's a very busy man and can't spend much time with me. But I found that there were days when I had no one to speak to whatsoever, and it was very depressing in a way. But gradually I've been able to make friends and join clubs of different sorts, the Macula and the UC club. And now I've been an adventure member for just over 12 months, I think, now.
What was it like doing your first live performance with the choir?
I was a little bit apprehensive because it is being the first performance. Not knowing the area all that well, I thought at first it was a Romford, but then I found it was a Rochford, and that's the south end. It was very interesting, really, and I was amazed how well it went, or how well we were received, should I put it that way. I think we could have done better, but on a first performance, there's always little hiccups, aren't there?
Yeah, and but as they say, it's the joy of taking part, and the fact that you're actually bringing some joy to other people as well, which is great.
Oh yes, indeed, and I think that was the appreciation that the audience, and it was a captive audience, really. That we had, they showed their appreciation well.
So, Jenny, have you got any plans for some more live performance?
Yes, we're a very exciting time, Simon. We have, since that first performance, they've performed twice at different blind veteran events, all very well received. And because this choir is a first for blind veterans, it is becoming quite a special group and in demand. So we've got, we're at the BBC Essex, actually they're doing a piece on us and a recording for Remembrance Day, which they'll play on Remembrance Day on the radio. So the group are practicing very hard for that. And then we have our carol concert in London in Marylebone, which the choir have been asked to sing at in front of, I think there'll be about 300 people there. So that's going to be a very big event. And finally, the thing that we hope will also take place this year is that we will do a CD recording for other members of our organisation to purchase and to listen to. When Lionel was speaking just then about his isolation, I think what the choir has done, and hopefully what Blind Veterans has done, is to give him the confidence. It's been a catalyst, I think, to enable him to feel more confident in making friends and joining other things. So I think that's been a benefit, as well as knowing now that he does have a voice and he can sing as well as speak to others.
And Lionel, if you look back even probably 3 years ago, could you have imagined singing in a choir?
Not really, no. 3 years ago, I suppose I was still in Norfolk and I was suffering from not driving my car because of my vision impairment, and I was relying on a lot of other people to help me, which I like to be independent, very independent, really, and that's what I am now. I'm living independently, doing everything I want to do. I've had so many aids from the Blind Veterans Association and from the NRIB, and I do enjoy the talking books.
Well, Jenny, it sounds really exciting, and Lionel, and it's really nice to hear your enthusiasm and the warmth that it brings to your life. Can we find out any more about, can we follow what you do?
There is a Facebook page, and I think if you put in Blind Veterans, it should just come up.
Well, I look forward to hearing the CD later in the year, and it just remains for me to say congratulations on setting up the choir, and thank to you and Lionel very much for spending the time with us today.
Lovely. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you,
Simon. Thank you. Bye-bye.